Did you ever hear of Kong? Why, yes. Some native superstition, isn't it? A god or a spirit or something. Well, anyway, neither beast nor man. Something monstrous, all-powerful, still living, still holding that island in a grip of deadly fear. Every legend has a basis of truth. I tell you, there's something on that island that no white man has ever seen.
King
Kong.
They thought it was a monster, but it was the king. They came to his island and they brought her with them. They wanted to get his picture, but they were surprised by his enormous size. And when he saw the woman, he took her without question. Because after all, he was the king. And he loved the woman. He loved the way she looked. And she wouldn't stop screaming. But he loved the woman. And he fought a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
His woman, he stripped her bare, but there was a pterodactyl there. And then a hero came and took his woman, and they fell off the mountain into some water. And then later he came looking for his woman.
Et oui, King Kong, ce n'est pas qu'une brute, c'est aussi quelqu'un avec beaucoup d'humanité.
But they were waiting, they threw a bomb, and they tied him, and took him across the ocean, and they chained him and put him in a show.
Looking in the streets, and then he found her in her apartment, and he climbed up the Empire State Building. It was like a phallic symbol, and he took his woman to the top of that towering temple, and he climbed up and he looked around.
N'ayez pas peur, mesdames et messieurs. King Kong est bien enchaîné.
And he took his woman to the top of that towering temple. And he climbed up and looked around. Some kind of city with all the skyscrapers and all of the cars. Just him and his screaming woman.
Alors, pour faire le grondement de King Kong, il faut un rugissement d'un tigre, passé à l'envers au ralenti. On le reproduit 4 fois pour atteindre une durée de 30 secondes et on le mixe avec un morceau d'aboiement de chien.
They shot him down. They shot him down. They thought he was a monster, but he was a king who killed the monkey. Who killed the monkey? 'Twas beauty that killed the beast. And Willis O'Brien died a tragic death. There wasn't much that he had left.
Kong, the eighth wonder of the world!
It killed the beast, and Willis O'Brien died a tragic death. There wasn't much that he had left, and Ray King was really dead. They shot him down. They shot him down. They thought he was a monster, but he was the king.
Comment King Kong a pris vie dans les mains de Marcel Delgado et Willie O'Brien, les responsables des effets spéciaux. La technique, c'est qu'il y a plusieurs King Kong. En fait, on ne voit jamais King Kong en entier. Quand il est gros, on voit sa tête ou sa main. Il existait une version en taille réelle de la main et une version de la tête. Et pour animer la tête, il fallait pas moins de 85 moteurs actionnés par 6 hommes.
Fortune and he did ride. King Kong, kitty kitty cry me yo, with a sword and a pistol by his side. King Kong, kitty kitty cry me yo, cry mo ki mo, cry mo ki, way down yonder in a holler tree, an owl and a bat and a bumblebee. King Kong, kitty kitty cry me yo.
Can you cheer me up a bit?
He rolled to the king to his mouth's door. King Kong, kitty kitty cry me yo, and there.
When I caught and he did ride, with a stone and a pistol by his side, and he rode to the king to Miss Mouse's door, and then he knelt right down upon the floor. He said, oh, little Miss Mouse, will you marry me? Way down yonder in a hollow tree, with an owl and a bat and a bumblebee. A Miss Mouse had suitors three and four, and they came rushing through the door. Well, they grabbed Mr. Mouse and began to fight. In the hollow tree was a terrible night. Well, little Miss Mouse, will you marry me? Way down yonder in a hollow tree, with an owl and a bat and a bumblebee. Yeah! Mr. Frog threw his suitors to the floor, and with his sword and his pistol he killed them all. And they went to the vicar the very next day, and they left on their honeymoon right away. Oh, glory, glory, glory be, way down yonder in a hollow tree, with an owl and a bat and a bumblebee. Oh,
in a holler tree. King Kong, kitty, kitty, cry me, yo. Well, they now have wealth and children free. King Kong, kitty, kitty, cry me, yo. Cry mo key, mo, cry mo key. Way down yonder in a holler tree. An owl and a bat and a bumblebee. King Kong, kitty, kitty, cry me, yo.
De King Kong, pour qu'elle ait l'air réaliste, il fallait pas que ce soit de du synthétique, hein. Donc c'était juste la peau de 30 ours.
Ah, quand même.
Oui, quand même.